Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And on today's podcast, we are getting personal. You know how we like to get a little personal.
Yeah, no, I think it's good to share our personal stories, our personal struggles, our personal beliefs. And I'm happy that we're doing this because sometimes our podcast, it's like, it's very factual based and it's like very much about educating, which I think is so important as well. But I also think just sharing a piece of us and who we are is just as important.
Well, and especially too, so we recently came back from a conference in Orlando where we got to hang out with a Tony Robbins. We love a good motivational speaker. But it was really great, and it was really reminding, it was a business conference, and it was really reminding about, you know, owning your story and sharing your struggles. Because essentially, like, Fit Chicks was born out of our love of fitness, but we love fitness and we love fitness, nutrition, wellness, all of it, because what it did for us and because how it actually helped us transform our lives. And, you know, now being in this industry for like 10 years and our business is going on 10 in September. It's crazy.
I know. Almost a teenager.
Yeah. And now we're certifying other fitness professionals, and it's kind of like wanting to be able to share our journey through this because it can help other people to know what it's like to go, you know, to start, not only just start in the fitness industry, but to like be in it for a long period of time and, you know, our ups and downs and the things that we personally struggle with, because I know a lot of people are struggling with it too.
Totally. I think it's just like anyone sharing a story. I think it's so important because it tells people that they're not alone in this, because I think even if it's not the exact same story. So when we share our personal struggles or, you know, situations with you guys, even though you may not have the same goals, you might not have had the same struggles, there is going to be similarities, whether or not it's the exact same details. And I think just knowing that other people and seeing how they have come through it or made their way through, like, you know, the mud, essentially, like crawled through all of the dirt and mud to get to the other side. I think it's just really cool to be able to see that, because I know I read other people's stories and I listen to other people in their stories, like, just in order for me to be like, okay, no, totally. Like, I get it. It's possible. I can get through this. No problem. Whether it's personal, whether it's professional.
Well, and I think one of the things too, like, why I really want to talk about this week is that we also just launched our fitness and nutrition expert program. So we launched our March session. We have a huge tribe of women from around the world, all different ages, races, sizes, backgrounds. Like, it's so cool to see that it's just such a mix of different women, because we need that. Like, we need all different types of women standing up and showing and celebrating their bodies and celebrating where they're at in their fitness journey, and not just like this cookie cutter mold. But like, that was the thing that really kind of got me so kind of worked up, and you and I have been talking a lot about this offline, that's what we want to bring online, was the one thing that was holding people back from signing up. So we were, of course, you know, feeling all these phone calls, all these info sessions, and it wasn't money, it wasn't time, it wasn't like, you know, anything other than, which I actually think is crazy, but I get it. The one thing that was holding people back the most was they felt that they didn't look the part of being a fitness professional.
Totally. It's like, it's the big F word too. The fear of being judged, the fear of being a part of this industry and not feeling like they fit in, right? Like that whole, like it's the whole idea of it. And I think it consumes people because they think it has to be one way. And it's like, God, no, like literally we need more people in this industry, in my opinion, that don't look the same as everybody else, that don't follow the same rules, that don't, you know, try to push the same sort of principles and beliefs on everyone, because that's like, that shit's boring. Like, let me just be honest. Like, when it's the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, that's how people like get super bored, disengaged. That's why people are not making, sorry, I'm going a bit of a rant here. That's why people are not necessarily maybe getting involved in their own personal health. Maybe that's why you're not able to inspire other people, because it's the same story that they're hearing over and over again when they're looking at people in this industry for inspiration. And it's like, we need to have other people with different stories, different beliefs, and different paths to be able to reach out and speak to the people that that resonates with.
Well, that's why, like, I always find too, and I mean, we've talked about this very openly on this podcast. Mm-hmm. And ever since we've started, not that we feel like we're like the black sheep of the fitness industry, but
kind of, yeah.
We kind of are. Like, it's, you know, we've never, like, we go to fitness conferences and I literally sit there and cringe at just even the BS that's still being put forward. And I think that even when, you know, even when you're at the grocery store, so just say, like, for, you know, for these women who are thinking about being, joining our fitness nutrition expert program, they're feeling that they don't look the part, because what are the messages that are still constantly being sent? You're standing at the grocery store, you're in line, there's magazine covers for oxygen, for women's health, for, you know, Canadian good living or whatever the heck they all are. And they're all
Cosmopolitan.
But they're all women on the front. But all the fitness magazines, think about it, all the fitness magazines are all people on the front in a sports bra with abs, right? Yeah, they're usually around a same age group. They're usually, you know, long hair, like pretty girls, like all look the same, but that is still the only visual that we have in a lot of like the mainstream media for someone who is a fitness professional. They have to look that certain way. And that's all that, you know, you're being inundated with. Like, why is there no, like, women's health, I'm asking you right now, why has there never been like a plus size fitness professional on your cover? Like, if anyone from Women's Health is listening, or if you want to send an email to Women's Health, like, I'd like to know, because I know some amazing fitness professionals that are plus size women. They're mm-hmm. strong. They work out 5 days a week. They eat healthy. You know what I mean? Like, but they have big bodies, and big bodies can be healthy and strong, and little bodies can be healthy and strong, but that's still the visual. Like, I find it so outdated. It drives me insane.
It totally does. Yeah, no, for sure. I think, and it's all the same messages too. It's still like, you know, the diet mentality, or, you know, the fast fixes for your abs or your summer body or this or that. It's all the same messages. And literally, if you look at the key messaging in every single one of them, if you pull out the like main part of it, it's just move your body, eat healthy. Everybody kind of knows that. Like, I know that, like, if I ask my mom, and I always use my mom as my example because she is like non-existent when it comes to health and fitness. Like, she doesn't do anything for her health or fitness, unfortunately. But I always use her as an example because if I was to ask her, even though she never reads these magazines, she doesn't watch, you know, anything online, like workout videos, nothing, like she's not involved in this industry whatsoever. If I said, Mom, what do you have to do in order to become healthy? She knows the answer. I need to eat healthier. I need to move my body. It's all the same messages. So if it's the same messages, that's not what people are looking for. They're not looking for that quick fix, that there's no magic pill, right? So how can you deliver your message in a way that will be more effective so that you can actually make impact? It's really, I think, the bigger question. And I think that's the problem in this industry, is that everyone's saying the same message, but you're saying, and you're also saying it through the same way, because you're saying it through the same models and the same visuals and the same sort of, like, you know, basically focusing on the negative stuff, focusing on like how to lose weight or how to, like, you know, reshape your body and stuff, as opposed to thinking of it as positive things and like focusing on the positive of like how to gain strength or how to feel fab in your skin.
Yeah, wherever you're at. People don't care about, like, that's the thing though. We've become a society where we're so surface level. Like, we care more about what someone looks like than what their capabilities are. And that's because it's like when people say like sex sells or whatever sells. But the difference is though, another way of approaching things would sell if people got exposed to it. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, people always still say like, oh, well, I can't sell magazines unless I have a girl with abs on the front because girls will want those abs. It's like, well, why don't you try and see what happens when you actually put maybe a normal girl who, you know what I mean? Like, no, I shouldn't say normal, but like an active fit girl, but who doesn't look like a chiseled person. Because in all reality too, and I know I say this, I say it again and again and again, I know what it takes to look like that. I've done it myself. like when I did fitness competitions, it's extreme dieting. It is literally, you are, your whole life is based around exercise and food. Those women on those magazines are dieting down. They didn't just like walk out of the gym and be like, oh yeah, I'm just going to do a photo shoot. They've been preparing for that one photo shoot, doing things they wouldn't normally do, which I think is actually, it's immoral because they're basically telling lies. Like they're saying here on the cover of the magazine, this is how you, what you do to get six pack abs. But in all reality, is that what they really were doing to show up on that cover? You know what I mean? Like it's kind of, so that messaging, like I just think if we, why not try a different type of messaging and see the response that you can get? Because even for us, like, you know, when we first started Fit Chicks, I was probably about 25 pounds heavier than I am now. I wasn't at my heaviest, but I was probably around 25 pounds heavier, 20 pounds heavier. Mm-hmm. And I remember like us first teaching. I remember like going up to teach my first class, and I had taught for someone else, like, you know, teaching fitness beforehand. But especially when it was our business and it was like, that was a piece of me, right? Like I was like, oh my God, this is really personal now because it's my business. Mm-hmm. I remember walking up to that first class and I was like, I used to always wear a shirt tied around my waist because I didn't like the way, like I didn't like anything clinging to like my stomach or my pants, like, but like, or to my butt. But of course with workout clothes, you know, if you're wearing looser clothes, they're going to fall off. So I would wear like spandex and a t-shirt and I would tie a shirt around my waist because I felt more covered. I felt more safe like that.
Yeah.
But I remember walking up and it was like a sunny day. It was September. It was a little bit cool outside. And this is when we didn't even have signs. I remember I had a chalkboard and I would write on the chalkboard, like Fit Chicks boot camp over here, blah, blah, blah.
And I remember cause I couldn't be there too, because I was working. that was during the film festival launch. We did some really bad timing.
I remember walking up and having those in, like feeling so anxious, of feeling like, are these women watching me walk up and thinking, who the heck is she to teach me a fitness class? And like, literally I was panicking and I didn't show it, but inside I could feel that like anxiety of wanting approval, of feeling like I was being judged, feeling like all of these feelings that were my own, you know, my own stuff, because everyone has the fear of not feeling good enough. Every single person out there, women have it worse than men, I find, but every single person, that is what it boils down to. Their deepest fear is feeling like they're not good enough. That's why like people end up in shitty relationships, or, you know what I mean? They don't go after their dreams and go after their dream jobs, or they don't go after becoming a fitness professional because they have this fear of feeling that they're not going to be good enough, or they're not good enough to do it. Mm-hmm. But it's like that feeling, and I know what it feels like. So that's why when talking to all these women who are like talking about like, you know, I just feel like I'm not there yet. I'm not at that place where my body looks like I should be a fitness professional. And when I get there, then I'll start. And that to me, it breaks my heart, because I'm like, no, like you just have to start, and you have to start to own where you are right now, you know?
Yeah. Like, no, totally. And I think like, you know, you hit on a good point too, when you were saying like, you know, it's always like, well, when I get there, I will be ready or whatever. But that's what they call, well, it's what they call conditional happiness, right? So it's like this whole idea of being like, and this is a Buddhist philosophy. And I actually learned this from one of the ladies at our retreats. We were talking about Buddhism and whatnot, and she was telling me about it. And conditional happiness, it's literally that you have conditions based on when you will feel happy. But it's proven that that's not the way to live, because you will never actually find true happiness. And so even though you're not necessarily talking about happiness in this moment, you're talking about being prepared. It still boils down to the same thing. It's putting conditions on when you can actually start to achieve your goals, putting conditions on yourself as to when you will feel ready or when you will feel happy or any of those things. And as soon as you start putting those kind of limitations on yourself, you will never actually get to the place when you feel prepared. Like you will consistently always find a reason to pause, and you need to just take action.
Well, and I also always think too, like, I think and this is where the fitness industry, it's the one industry that it in the core of it, it's about health, right? It's about being a healthier, stronger, like physically and emotionally, right? Like that's what it truly is about. Except it's one of the only industries too that is also like, there's such a vanity perspective to it that of course people still want to look good. There's nothing wrong with wanting to look your best or feel your best in your skin, you know?
No, like, of course.
Whatever that is to you. But it's like, it's such a, because there's these two kind of areas that it really markets to, it's either like, okay, you want to look better. And most of those people, they don't care what they have to do to look better. they'll sacrifice their health, and that's all the quick fixes and the, you know, the crash diets. And that, and then there's the other side, which is the health, which is the real core. And what we love about this industry is really what it can do to transform you. It can save your life. It can change the quality of your life. Like, and, but that's where it's like that stuff too. It's either you get the people who are more focused on that area. And that's the area I want to have more of a voice in the industry, because the thing is, the other area where it's all about the aesthetics, that's the one that has the most, you know, the loudest voice in the industry. But there's so many people who want this other thing. They want to be hearing more about the health. They want to be signing up for programs because, you know what I mean? It's going to make them stronger and make them healthier, as opposed to just being like, you're going to lose 10 pounds. But it's hard. I mean, we still go through that struggle too with like, how do you, you know, in your marketing messaging, how do you do it in a way that you still can tell people if their goal is to lose weight, you can do that for them. But also, you know, it's just as cool to build lean fat burning muscle. You know what I mean? To prevent osteoporosis, to like, to do all these things.
Or just to like be able to sleep better, or to be able to be active and to be strong. And like if you say in your marketing message, like, yeah, take my program and you'll be able to walk up the stairs without being winded. Like, just to some people that'll be really attractive, but for majority, for the mass, they're like, oh, well, but am I going to like look good in a bikini? And like, it's because we've been so conditioned to just focus on that, the aesthetic side of it. And it's, and I think that, you know, and we talk about like how social media has played into this. Media and social media plays into this in a massive way, right? Like, it's just, and that's why I gotta say, like, I've gotta do a big shout out to like all of like the Instagrammers that like actually post those videos of like the reality versus Instagram photos. You know, I love those people that do that, because when they're like sitting down and they're showing that they've got like little like fat rolls on their belly, and then they're like, but then for Instagram, I stand up, I bend my knee, I pop my hip, I pull, arch my back, I pull my shoulders back. Like, I do all of these things. I mean, I give them shout outs because at least they're being real and they're really showing like, this is the reality versus this. But then it's like, okay, but like, we're still putting up a facade. We're still putting up this layer of like, this isn't real. This is fake, because you're faking it. You're doing everything in your power to distort your image in order to create an image that is not necessarily accurate. And so, and that's where I think that I'm not totally like, I give them shout outs, but then I'm also kind of like, maybe we could try just to like be a little bit more real in general.
Well, yeah, like, I don't know. Cause even, I mean, I think too, what the majority of people don't understand, and I know even our students, this is one of the things I talked to them a lot about, even at the beginning, is that, you know, health really has your aesthetics, like what you look like has nothing to do with your health. Yes. Yeah. Obviously, if you are 100 pounds overweight, you're dealing with some health issues. Your body is inflamed. You're carrying too much excess fat. You will be inflamed. It just is the way it is. So, you know, yes, body positivity, body image. And if you're happy at that place, but from a health perspective, it is something that you do need to do something about. But again, it's your choice. But I just think that, like, even for me right now, okay, like I work out 5 to 6 days a week. I do a combination of strength training and cardio. So depending on what days I'm doing, and I eat, you know, I eat a ton of vegetables. I don't eat perfect, but I eat good, like, you know, probably better than 95% of the people out there. And I'm not at my leanest, and there's things that, like, literally when people think, oh, if you go to the gym 5 days a week, you should look a certain way. No. You know what I mean? Like, that's not, that's not what it boils down to. And for me, even right now, I'm struggling a bit, because when I moved to the cabin with my fiance, like, we were living in this cabin in the woods, and it,
that sounds creepy, by the way. I live in a cabin by the woods.
I miss it. It was so cute. But like, I used to, you know, when I'm living in the city, I walk everywhere. I literally don't drive anywhere. So I walk everywhere. I'm constantly moving in addition to my workouts. And then also before too, when I was teaching, you know, four nights a week, then that, like, I could, if I wanted to lose weight, it was like literally like a blink of an eye. I'd just be like, I'll just tighten up my diet for the week, 2 weeks, and I could see major results right away, because I was moving so much. Then I moved to the cabin and I gained 10 pounds living there. And also I was drinking more wine, and I was, you know, but I was enjoying my time there and I wasn't stressing about it. But it's like right now I'm like, my body is not where I feel comfortable at. But that's something too, then, that plays into this. Cause here I am, you know, there's a lot of weight on our shoulders too. Like, we're in the fitness industry. People are looking at us and judging us. People are saying, like, you know what I mean? Like, there is that judgment there. And that's where I have to remind myself of why I'm in this industry and the voice that I want to have, which is one of health, one of inclusivity, one of like female power and loving your body and like not making excuses. Like, I know my bad behavior led to that, but I also know that right now I still work out 5 days a week. So it's like, I don't know. I just think that there's a lot of misconceptions, and I just think that people need to understand that, like, what it actually takes to look a certain way.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that people need to understand that it takes a lot more than just, like, consistency will get you far for sure, but it does take a lot more. It takes like a really strong commitment to your diet and to movement and to your overall well-being in order to just like be able to shift the needle, especially if you're close to like where you think you want to be, right? Like, especially if you're, I find it, like they always say, like, it's that last 10 pounds or whatnot. Like,
yeah,
when you're starting to kind of get down to like a place where you're trying to lose like the last little bit, like even for me right now, like I'm still at a place where my daughter's almost 16 months now, and I'm still not exactly where I want to be, but, and I have moments, but I'm pretty okay with where I'm at, because I feel really strong. The other day was one of the first days in a really long time, like in over a year, that I was walking and I realized that like my core actually felt really strong and my body felt really strong. And that was so important to me. That was more important to me than the fact that some of my jeans that do not have stretch them still don't fit me. You know what I mean? Like, to me, feeling that strength was like a key really turning point for me to be like, oh, okay, good. I'm like getting there. Like, I can feel my body getting there, getting to where I want to be. I can do my push-ups again. I can do things. Like, having that strength back has been really eye-opening for me personally. But I still remember, like, I mean, when you talk about the struggle, like right after Maddie was born, I think she was about 3 months old when I had to do that speaking. I was speaking at that conference for the Strong Women Summit. And I was speaking alongside some amazing other health and fitness professionals. And I was like 3 months postpartum after a C-section, not feeling very good about my body. I remember that morning I got up and I was like brushing my teeth in the bathroom of the hotel while I was like pumping milk. And I actually took a photo of it, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is crazy. Like, this is like, I can't believe I'm actually going to present. And this is what my body is looking like. This is what I look like. And I remember thinking, I was like, should I get up on stage? And like, I feel like I want to like announce like, oh yeah. Or like, I wanted to like bring her with me to be like, guys, I just had a baby. Like, I actually considered it in my mind, cause I was so insecure about what I felt like in my body. Cause I was like, who am I to be presenting at this conference when this is what I'm presenting as? Like, this is what I physically look like. And I had to really check myself. You know, I had to be like, no, like, the information I'm sharing, the workout, because I was doing 2 days. The one day I was doing a workout, the second day I was doing a talk. And I was like, no, like, what I'm presenting and like the workout, I'm going to kick their butts. Like, I know exactly how to teach in a very effective class. And then for the the one where I was actually speaking, I was like, I had to really remind myself that the information I'm sharing is valuable information that is based on facts, that is, you know, coming from a place of like authenticity. And it's also, I'm able to actually help educate these women. So it doesn't matter. It's not about me. Right. And I kind of had to take myself out of that equation and be like, no, like, just present myself in the best way possible with the best energy I could and be really confident and share my knowledge. Cause that's what I'm here for.
Well, and I think it's so important to, for women not to go into the sidelines and like hide after having a baby, especially in the fitness industry, if you're in the fitness industry. Mm-hmm.
Because and I don't feel like you have to bounce back like the next day. Like, that shit's crazy, guys.
No, and I feel, because I'm a nutritionist as well, right? So I'm in fitness. I find the nutritionist world is more kinder and, you know what I mean, less judgmental. I find the fitness world, which is so interesting, because the thing is, you can never reach your fitness goals if your nutrition is not under control. I don't care how much you work out. Mm-hmm. Your nutrition is the main thing, right?
Yeah.
But like, it's more of a kinder industry. There's less judgment if you're somebody who is maybe overweight or you're, you know what I mean? Like, you're at different places in your life.
Yeah. You have your own struggles for sure.
But whereas the fitness industry, like if you're overweight and you are a fitness professional, so many times it's like there's that feeling until they know that your skill set is good. There's still that stigma where a lot of times people are like, whoa, like that person doesn't look the part. But it's so hard because the thing I think too is that, and this is why, sorry, I'm talking in circles, but this is why I think it's so important. Like I was just saying, you can't hide, because women especially, we need to see that it is okay to come out and teach fitness when your boobs are leaking milk, you know what I mean? Like, or when, whatever.
Which they were, and I was wearing Spanx workout pants because yes. I was like, I gotta hold this stuff in, especially after the C-section. It was like, I had the weirdest like belly overhang because it's just they cut out your abs essentially.
But exactly. And like, this is where though, that is so empowering for other women to be able to see a woman who's like, okay, I'm not hiding behind the curtain. I'm not saying I'm not, you know, popping back up in a year when everything is back to the way it was pre-baby. Like you're like, no, I'm bringing you on this journey with me. Cause most women have been through that same thing. You know what I mean? Like
totally. Yeah. And like I said, it's a process, and it's, I think, I'm happy that I shared my process, and I'm happy that I went there that day and I presented, and, you know, I met some amazing women and I kicked all their butts. I got a good workout in after with Christmas Abbott because she was teaching after me. And, you know, it was such a wonderful experience the entire weekend. And I was really proud of myself for going there and also for not bringing my daughter to be like, yes, I just had a baby. I was like, should I have a shirt that says it? Like, I remember I was joking with my husband before being like, I feel like I should have a t-shirt that's like, I'm postpartum so that people like, don't judge me. But I'm like, no, like, I just got to like own it. Like, this is my body right now. And you just have to be okay with the process and it doesn't matter. And one of the things that I'm dealing with right now, and I'm sharing this with you guys, cause I think it's important too, for anyone that's listening, that is just in a place where they're like, oh, well, I feel like I'm never going to get back to where I was. Just be okay with where you're at right now. Like, my body has changed ever since having a baby. I've never ever gained weight on my hips or my butt or my legs. Like, Laura, you know, you've known me since we were kids, like my legs and my butt have never gained weight. Like, I've never had any issues there. Now that is where I have so much, I've gained a lot of weight. And like, I actually like, that's where I have struggles with pulling my pants on, like my old, like pre-baby pants. And I was like, whoa, that's super weird. But then I was like, well, I just got to embrace it. Like, it's just like, my body has just changed. It's shifted. And if it shifts back, great. And if it doesn't, I recognize that I'm like, I need to just buy clothes that I'm comfortable in and not worry about my pre-baby clothes right now. And if I ever get into them again, great. And if I don't, also great, right? Because my husband still loves me. We just, this is really personal, but we just had a conversation this weekend and he was telling me, you know, that it doesn't matter. Like, he's super attracted to me still. And like, that's, and that to me was important because that's obviously he's my partner. But I mean, for me, it's like, I also am just starting to feel more confident in my skin, you know? And it's like, you just got to go through the process yourself. Sorry.
No, completely. Like, I don't know. And I also think the one thing, and I mean, we could go on and on about this topic forever.
Oh, I know. And I feel like we are, and I'm sorry for anyone that's listening that if I feel like I'm kind of like jumping around a little bit.
I think it's important. And I think because these are the conversations that you and I have offline all the time.
Yeah.
And we're not going to sit here and act like everything is hunky-dory because we're real women too. And we have our own personal struggles and self-esteem issues at times. And we're still a work in progress, you know, but I look at myself from that day of first teaching that class with the shirt around my waist and feeling like feeling this fear of being judged and feeling all these things. And then, you know, fast forward 10 years and, you know, still in this industry in a lot of different ways now. But my love for this industry has never, like, it's probably increased times 1,000.
Yeah.
But I'm happy that I went through that. And I'm happy that I've walked this walk. And I'm happy that even just you saying, like, getting up on stage when you didn't want to, like, all these things, it is uncomfortable. And it's uncomfortable, especially when it feels like you are, like, it's something that's a sensitive topic to you, which for most women, your body is. Like, most women have body image issues in some way, shape, or form. And I just always want us to be that real voice that, you know, we're not sitting here being like, okay, toughen up. You know what I mean? Like, cut out carbs and do this and that, like, just this, like, we're like,
I laugh when you say cut out carbs because I'm like, is that still a thing? Because, like, I can't, I can't even.
But, like, there is things, and I also think, you know, it is a lot harder too for, because your body has a natural set point, and which is essentially just like a weight that your body likes to kind of be around. And we all know it. You know what I mean? Like, you know that weight.
Oh my gosh. Or else, yeah, because anytime you try to go below it, it's like, it is so much work. It is like, I remember because when I surpassed my set weight and I went into like the lowest weight when I was like way back and like when I was like not eating carbs, I used to basically not eat carbs and work out 2 times a day in order to maintain this lower weight. And I was so unhappy. And I was like, so when you ladies are listening and you're like, when I get to this certain weight, I'm going to be so happy. Like, I'm telling you, that was my set weight. That was my goal weight. I reached it and I was the most unhappy, unfulfilled person at any point in my life was in that moment because I was starving. I was tired. I was working out all the time. I had to like shower twice a day because I was always at the gym. I couldn't go out with my friends. All I did was look forward to Sunday cheat meal. Like that was it. Like literally my every single day of my life was just focused on, I can't wait till Sunday. What am I going to eat? Like it was awful. So I'm telling you, like it's not, you can't have that conditional happiness. So don't wait to get to a certain point. Just enjoy the process right now. And if things change as you go through the process, great, perfect. But don't have that as your main thing that's holding you back.
Well, it's like, but that's what I was saying, like about the set point, right? Like we have this set
point. Yeah.
No, but it's like your body, like you were just saying, like that's a struggle to keep your body at a low weight, right? Because your body kind of wants to be, and you also know what it is too, because maybe you'll gain like 10 pounds over that, but you usually are not going to gain much more than that. You know what I mean? Like,
it's you kind of fluctuate within like a 5 to 10 pound range of up and down.
Yeah. And then for someone, so that's why I always think, and just going back to my, doing a fitness competition. Cause for me, you know, I got on stage, I was 140 pounds. I'm 5'10". So for me at 140 pounds, for some people, they thought it probably weighed 110 pounds. But for me at 140 pounds, I'm lean. Like I'm super lean. Like I was wearing like a 0 to a 2. And, because I also carry quite a lot of muscle. And so, but for my body shape and for my body type, I was never skin naturally thin growing up, right? So for me, that's always a struggle. But when you see a lot of fitness competitors who are naturally thin and then they do it and they bulk up to put on some more muscle, for them, it's a much more of a natural process because they're trying to build as opposed to build and lose. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and that's why just going back to all of these fitness models, you know, a lot of them aren't coming from a place where they were, you know, ever have struggled with weight. A lot of times, and even we've had Jill Bunny on, she was someone who, she was always very skinny and being a fitness competitor and putting on muscle helped her feel stronger and bigger. And she liked that, you know, cause she was always felt tiny and like very, you know, in the shadows and it gave her more presence and strength and feeling like a strong woman. Mm-hmm. But it's just, that's the thing too, is that if you're somebody who naturally is a little bit heavier, then it's always going to be a major struggle for you. So you've got to figure out what your set point is and feel comfortable at that. And, you know, and then add workouts and of course healthy eating into your life because you want the benefits of that. But don't try to force, like be realistic. Like what is that number to you? Because if you're thinking I want to be 110 pounds and your body wants to be 150, then you literally are just going to be beating yourself up and in this negative spin cycle forever for no reason. So like, I always say that to like, you know, my clients and stuff, just like, what is that weight that you found for you for a long period of time was never really much of a struggle.
Yeah.
Stay around. And like, let's kind of use that as our starting point and go from there. Like what has happened in your life? Have you had kids? Like,
yeah, for sure.
It takes away that idea. It's like when people are like, oh, I want to build a $1 million business, but I don't want to spend any money on it or any time on it. You're like, okay, well, how is that actually going to happen? It's the same with your body. Like, I want to, but you know, my body's not even made to look like that. And I don't know. It's very strange. But yeah. Okay. Well, I guess we're going to wrap this up. Cause I mean, we could keep on going, but I think one of the main things of today was really what I really wanted to touch on the point of not looking the part. And I also just really wanted to have a little rant about the fitness industry, because I think we haven't had one in a while.
And well, we had one in Orlando when we were away together. We were talking about it so much that I think it's just so fresh for us. And it's just so predominant that, you know, we were just like, you know, we should talk about this because it's the one thing that a lot of people just aren't talking about. They all talk about the same things and they're not actually sharing the reality of what they're actually feeling in this industry or the struggles that they go through to get into this industry. So I think it's important that we did this.
Well, yeah, like, I don't know. I met a fitness instructor not long ago and she literally did like a day-long certification and she had like a massive following because she looked the part. But when I was talking to her, her actual education, knowledge, and like, you know what I mean? Like really the coaching, like she was missing all that, those areas. And it was, for me, I'm just kind of like, are we still at this place? Like, I want someone who knows their shit. Like, I want to work with somebody who knows how to actually transform my body and my health and knows what they're doing. And I don't really care what they look like because it's not about them. It's about the client. You know what I mean? Like, it's not about, and as an instructor, I think this is what we forget, especially when you're first starting. You think, oh my God, it's all about me. It's about me. No, your client is going to love you if you help them get results and help them make changes. They don't care what you look like. You know, like
totally. It's the same thing that I tell new trainers when I'm like, when you're teaching classes, when you're teaching personal training, it's not about you, the workout. So make sure that you're focused on your clients. And it's the same thing as what I said when I was talking about showing up on that stage and presenting 3 months postpartum. It was like, I recognized that I had to be there because it was important. I was invited to be there to share my knowledge and to share my information. And it was important for me to show up and recognize that I was helping people learn and grow and educating them. And it wasn't about me. It didn't matter what I looked like. It had no relevance to the information that I was able to share to help make impact. And that's it.
Exactly. Okay, chicks. So for anyone out there listening, love yourself off today. give yourself a hug. Love yourself wherever you're at. Love your body because you are enough right now. You don't need to look a certain way or change anything about you because wherever you are at this point in your life is part of your journey and you're there for a reason.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, so get rid of the conditional happiness.
Life is fluid. Life is fluid. It doesn't stay stagnant. It keeps moving and changing and into beautiful new things all the time. So just right in this moment though, give yourself some love and just know you're enough right now. So with that, we're going to wrap it up. And of course, you can get more information. We have right now, we just launched our fitness and nutrition expert program for spring, but we are opening up our fall pre-registration. So if you are interested in becoming a fitness and nutrition expert with FitChicks Academy, check it out at fitchicksacademy.com.
Especially if you are someone listening right now who is like letting that fear of judgment or letting that fear of not being the part hold you back. Like now is the time to like step away from that, step out of that shadow and be like, no, like I am enough and I'm going to do this and I'm going to follow my passion.
Exactly. And then we also have our holistic nutrition weight loss expert starting in April. So if you're more on the nutrition side and you want to learn more about actually getting the body in balance through a whole other host of ways, then that's also on the website too, at fitchicksacademy.com. And then of course, please, if you enjoy our podcast, leave us a review and let other people know where to get some good quality chick power health info. And that's from us. Okay, chicks, have a great day.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.